Welcome to the Trifecta, a horse racing podcast produced and hosted by Mike from MHJ Picks. Give us a follow on Twitter at MHJ Picks, on Facebook at MHJ Picks, or on our website, www.mhjpicks.com. Each episode will give you selection and analysis for major horse courses across the country. Hey folks, January 7th turned out to be a pretty good day at Gulfstream Park. Early pick 4, pick 5, 9 out of the 10 races. One of my top 3 choices won, 2 top choice winners with a positive ROI on those top choice win bets. Rolled a bunch of doubles, pick 3s, so hope you followed along, hope you made some money. I'm going to go over January 8th's card here. Cards are a little bit open, I think. You know, some of these races look like multiple horses could win, so maybe a little bit of a tougher day than we've had the past couple, but you know, we'll see what scratches look like, etc. Race 1 is a maiden claimer. We are claiming for 16,000. I actually think that out of these 8 horses, 6 of them have a good shot here. But I am going to go for a torpedo with my first and second choice. My first choice is going to be number 1, Pull a Freddy, Ramon Minguet, with Lionel Reyes on the mount. Trainers, 25% with first-time starters, 29% debut maiden claimers, ROIs in the double digits. This horse is sitting at 20-1 on the morning line. Tomlinson doesn't look bad. Flat out of flatter, you know, just kind of taking a flyer here on this horse. Never raced before. Going to go with those trainer angles and hope Pull a Freddy can pull a fast one here. Morning line 30-1. Second choice, number 6, Torque, also a first-time starter, 12% for Jeff Engler. Corey Lannery is riding at 10%. This horse has some good, solid, steady works. Out of Carpe Diem, decent Tomlinson, you know, nothing insane here, but you know, sometimes I like to take a shot on a horse like this first time out. Number 4, Spate, gets my third choice with Pletcher Saez, deadly combination. This horse should be right out on the lead. Could definitely run away with the race. So make sure you've included this horse. Number 2, Gilberto Zerpa, first claim, 27%, adds blinkers, 33%, off a bullet work. Jose Ortiz on the mount, angles pointing in the right directions. Buyers aren't, you know, as good as a couple of the others here, but definitely those angles come into play. Number 3, Junior Speed, Victor Barbosa, and Paco Lopez. So a nice combination here. These guys don't actually get together very often, but trainer-wise, Barbosa has some success here, 16%. Lopez, 16%, but they haven't had a winner grouped up together here, 2020 to 2021 in 6 starts. So could be time for a breakout there. Number 5 is the last one that I would mention, X-Top. Out of Exaggerator, has been kind of a disappointing horse, has been a favorite twice and run second in both of those. Didn't do too well last out, but should improve here. First off the claim, Guadalupe Preciado. Pretty wide open betting race. Really, sorry about that. The kind of race you would consider the all button and hope one of these prices comes in. You know, feeding into race 2. Race 2 is a claiming race, 6250 claimers, 6 horse field. Again, or I'm sorry, a 7 horse field. I'm going to look to number 6, My Little Rose, Corey Lannery, and Scott Aker. Just won at this trip and level. So it looks to have an advantage here. The last out buyer is I believe the highest buyer of the, well, the highest last out buyer, I should say. Number two, my first ex-wife, Sandra Mateer and Lionel Reyes on the mount, had a really rough race last time out at 5-1. Just did not race well. Should be better than that today. This horse has faced some of these others. It's the kind of horse that wins a race, takes a couple races off, and is back in that cycle where it could be a winning race. Number three, Miss Big Spring, Tyler Gaffleone, David Fox. This combination ran with this horse last time out as the favorite and lost. Got out on front and just was caught on the turn. So, you know, at this level, this horse could wake up and feel better today and last on the lead. So you just never know at this level. Not a fun race. Not one I would invest too much in. Looking at race number three, we got a mile on the turf claimers. My first choice is going to be Scatnap. Scatnap is Jane Sibeli and Corey Lannery. Has tons of turf experience. Has raced 43 times. 8-year-old mare. Won 4 out of 15 times at Gulfstream. This horse just fighter. Second off, 26% angle for Sibeli. This horse just screams improvement from the last out. You know, you always have to consider you're not going to see huge improvement in low-level claimers. But even the slightest bit of jump back up to where this horse had been running would be enough to get it done here today. So when I talk about improvement in a claiming race or a low-level, I'm not talking about the same kind of improvement you would see from, let's say, first to second race or dropping class from special weight to claiming race. I'm talking about just a small enough buyer improvement, a speed figure improvement that would garner the win in a group. Number seven, Sweet Story, looks to be the main threat to number two. Rodolfo Garcia and Luis Saez. This horse ran fourth last out at this level with decent speed figure. 54 times this 8-year-old mare has raced. Has only won 8, so not a huge winning percentage, but does know how to cross the finish line. Has been a while since 2019 since the picture has been taken. So that's why I garnered second choice here. It was pretty tough not to give favoritism to number two, Scatnap, as far as being an anchor choice. I figure with a little bit more, a little more speed figure numbers of late, this would have been an anchor choice. Just has dropped off a little bit, and that's what worried me. Long shot to go with here. Jesus M. Rios is riding interest for Daniel Hertek, owner trainer. This horse ran pretty recently and did pretty bad. So, not much further to go down. So should make some improvement here. But this horse hasn't been at a low set of odds in a while. Let's call this kind of a hunch play on a horse that is a 4-year-old filly who had been originally purchased for $410,000. Has been a bit of a dud. But again, at this level, a horse like this could just pop. Hertek actually used to own this horse, was picked up by Amador Sanchez, back with Hertek, and just has been struggling to get another win with him, or with her, I should say. Today could be the day at a nice price for number one, interest. Again, another one of those races I wouldn't invest too much in. It's not one of my favorite races on the card or of the past few days. Race number four. Number one, Descente, is my top choice. It was also nearly an anchor, but there's one more in here that I think has a good chance at competition here. But talking about Descente, Peter Walder, Miguel Vasquez, this horse won the glass slipper of the Claiming Crown. Last out. has won three in a row, and is going for four in a row. So ride the hot streak here for Descent. I think should be pretty solid here. Number four, Tis Possible Deer, also ran stakes race in Tampa last out. Before that, Gulfstream West, and won a stakes race out there at Gulfstream West. This horse has enough speed to compete with the number one horse, and has enough class, I think, to do that as well. Third choice, Torpedo here. Don't love the win chances here compared to the group, but would be one of any that could surprise. Ran against the one horse in the Glass Slipper and was trounced. But this is one that you could look underneath to play. Number three, Dana Grace, Kathy Ritvo, Luca Panici. Second off, 28% angle here. So don't let Dana Grace slip by you. Play that horse underneath. I think a 1-3 all kind of bet, you know, might get you something on a trifecta. It's a small field, though, of only six. Race number five. We've got another claiming race. This is $20,000 claimers going six on the dirt. This is another one that I think is a bit of a spread race. Top choice, I'm looking to number nine, Uncaptured Soldier. Jorge Delgado, Tyler Gaffleone in the mount. Horse is coming off the maiden win, which is an angle that a lot of people hate to play. I'm not one of those that will never play it. I'm looking at stats here. Delgado is actually 23% with horses that won their last start. So it's definitely possible that this horse can cross the finish line first again. Number 10, Top Boss, just to the outside of the 9, figures to have a good shot here. This horse goes for Julio Cartagena. Miguel Vasquez in the mount has steady, consistent speed figures. Not showing any works, which is a bit of a concern since December, so maybe they were private works. I'm not sure what's going on with that, but one to consider also on that far outside. Looking more to the inside, number 2, Savatiano, Ronald Spatz with Luis Saez. Coming off a nice bullet work. It was only a 3-furlong work. And we're going 6 here. So this horse may look good early and fade. Or this horse may have, you know, be ready to go. Have it in the tank, ready to fire. Run back to the maiden race, which the buyer was a little bit light on. So that's my biggest concern here. Number 1, Emmett, is a Torpedo play in the 4th. Selection. Again, the buyer speeds don't look that great compared to the group. Not that any of these are speed burners by any means, but I think number 1 with some help would have a shot. Number 8 is 9-2 on the morning line. I don't love this horse. Makes me wonder why it's 9-2, but you know, sometimes folks at the track know a little bit more than us that aren't around there in the barns and such. Not a huge fan of this horse, but had to mention him with that, you know, morning line. So, again, number 9, Uncaptured Soldier, looks to be the horse for me here in the 5th. 6th race. Starter allowance here, $32,000 purse. Pretty good field of 6 horses. Should be competitive race. Number 4, Reserve Not Attained. Paco Lopez, Michael Yates. This horse is off a nice victory with a speed figure of 92, which was impressive on December 11th. Hasn't worked since then, but you know, should retain some of that form. Hopefully it came out in good order. That is my top choice here. Number 5, Gangly, Robert Hess, Tyler Gaffleone. This horse can come off of the pace a little bit, and I think there's going to be a lot of pace here between number 4 and number 2, and number 2 is my third choice, Deal Will, Marcial Narvaro, and Edgar Zayas. This horse, 23% off, short layoff, has won two in a row, going for three, will be right there on the lead. So I could see a scenario where you've got the two and the four battling, and the five and even the three horse looking to run late. So I think that would be an interesting superfecta play, although you just got to worry about these two front runners. They could fade off completely. And a horse like the one horse, Apache, could sneak in as well. So six race, another one of these small fields, but, you know, pretty competitive and open race. They did a good job today of making sure that even though the fields were small, they were pretty evenly matched. Race seven, five furlongs on the turf, starter optional claiming. Top choice is going to be the morning line favorite, which is number three, Exchange Day. Actually, not even the morning line favorite. There's my second choice is the morning line favorite. But here, Exchange Day is 2-1 on the morning line. Took to turf really well, last out under Saez, going for win number three in a row. Number two, Nitro Time, Safi Joseph, and Tyler Gaffleone. Just broke his maiden last time after dropping into claiming ranks. Or optional, I don't know, conditional claiming, I guess it was. They have this listed as a first-time claim for Safi Joseph, so he picked up the horse in that conditional claiming last time, 28%. So this horse definitely is worthy of consideration. Third choice is going to be number seven, Alabama Slamma. Edgar Zayas, Georgina Baxter should be right on the lead early and into this race. Again, an open group of racers. I just think there's going to be too much speed on the top end, and the others are not going to be able to handle it at such a short distance. Number eight, six furlong allowance optional claimer. My top choice is going to be number four, Brambleberry, for Sweezy and Lopez. These two guys have won 14% of their races together. This horse ran a nice buyer last out to run second. Should be primed and ready to go. Again, another six-horse field. That's before any scratches. But again, another quality group of animals. So this horse is also off a bullet work. Number two, She's All Woman, for Tyler Gaffleone, Robert Hess Jr. Steady works after last disappointing race, but this one does have some early speed. Should be involved early. Could be a factor. Number three, Comte, Fernando Abreu and Miguel Vasquez, is off the maiden win. Won that by four lengths at 11.5-1. So it was a nice maiden victory. The stat that put this horse a little further down my list is Abreu is 0-14 with horses who won their last start. So kind of makes me worry this horse might not be ready to run back to that effort. Another one you can consider, I think, is number five. Let's be honest, Jose Ortiz for Navarro. First-time claimer, 20%, is coming off a victory. And now they're moving this horse up. So that's just something to consider. Shouldn't or won't likely see that same kind of buyer speed, the 71 he had last time, maybe closer to the rest of the pack. But again, this is one of those races you could hit the all button, because I could make a case for number six and number one here. So number eight's one of those you may want to spread deep if you're playing the multi-race. This is a day, as I've been saying, these races are kind of tough. I wouldn't go too crazy in the pick four, pick five, pick six bets, because there are a lot of, you know, things can happen. There are some days where you just feel like, hey, I've got this horse, I think I can single, maybe two, maybe three horses single, or at least where you're playing only one or two horses per for most of the legs, and then you can go deep in a couple. Otherwise, your ticket price is going to grow exponentially. So let's take a stand on a couple of these, maybe go 2x2x2x2x2, get a cheap ticket and hope to make something happen. But again, I just think this is going to be a tough multi-race bets here to win. So just consider that as you make your wagers. Race number nine, 5 furlongs on the turf. I'm going to go to a torpedo play, number 5, with my top choice. J.K. Sweezy, Tyler Gaffleone. This horse is dropping way down from allowance company into the claiming ranks. Granted, those allowance races did not go well at all. However, the maiden special weight was won at Saratoga this summer with Gaffleone at 10-1. So I think we could rekindle some of that magic here as he drops back down in class. So that's number 5. Our Destiny gets my top choice. Second choice here is going to go to number 1, Star Weaver, Kelsey Danner, and Angel Arroyo. This horse has been very consistent, has moved up from 51, 62 to 71, that nice stair-step buyer, and flattened out at 71 last out in the claiming after the maiden win. Definitely a horse who can make it happen from the inside. Third choice, I'm going to look at number 4, Uncage the Cat. Is bumping up in the class off the maiden win for Safi Joseph and Edgar Zayas. This pair is hot right now and should not be ignored. Number 7, Hushed Hijinks, is one not all the way on the outside, but far enough out there. Could use that early speed to get an advantage. Paco Lopez and Jane Sabelli. I think this horse will take a lot of money because he's a dropper. I just prefer others. Wouldn't argue with you either if you went with number 2, Surprise Factor here. Just on the inside, these Factor babies do pretty well on the turf, although the trainer, Barboza, while he has some success here, does not have a lot of turf success. So something to consider there. Race number 10, I'm going to try to end things off with a torpedo. Number 6, Tic-Tac-Toe, or Tiz-Tac-Toe, I should say. And big shocker, Tiz Now is going to be trained by Barkley Tag, with Jose Lopez in the mount coming off a nice bullet work, a 3-furlong bullet work. So just a quick burst that day. But this horse should be ready to roll, dropping from special weight to claiming class. Number 8, Golovkin. Carlos David and Paco Lopez, ran well, ran second last time out after dropping into Clayton Company, moves up in claiming price here. Should be a solid effort here with Paco Lopez at the distance. He's raced 4 times as a maiden, 2 seconds and a third. So you know this horse likes to get involved, stay involved. Number 5, Supplication, goes for Cassie and Saez. Horse has been washed off the turf twice in a row. Finally gets to the turf, and I think that should show opportunity for improvement here. So I think number 5 would be one definitely you have to include. I think you could get away maybe with these 3, but if you're not a huge fan, you've got a Pletcher and Gaffleone teaming up with number 4, 6 minus. This horse, if you look at Pletcher's stats, overall 22% trainer for the meet right now, 29. Usually first start trainer, 19%, but you start looking a little deeper. First turf, you're at 15%. Debut maiden claimers, only 4%. Debut at a mile, 7%. So not the best angles here for a Pletcher horse. I think is going to take money that, I wouldn't say is a waste, because this horse could always run great, but, the angles are ones I will play against. Number 1, Load Up Mo, is one who had a nice last out buyer, is dropping down into claiming company, so he's a torpedo play you could look at making. In this race as well, and I think number 7 will take some money as well as number 9. So again, this is a wide open race, kind of race you'd love to be sitting on a ticket with all in the last leg, even if it's just something like a pick 3, would be pretty nice. So good luck to you. Again, I wouldn't go too crazy. It's going to be one of those tough days, I think, to really pull things home. And I could be wrong, and maybe I hit every top three in every race. You just never know. That's the beautiful thing about this game. You put out there who you like. You hope they win. You hope they run well. You just don't know for sure. And you just play to your confidence level and to your budget. I think is the best advice anyone ever gives about racing, is play to your budget and to your confidence level. Don't bet scared, but don't bet crazy. Don't waste money. If you're not sure or don't have a good feeling about it, better to keep it in your pocket and save it for one that you do. All right, well, we'll be back at it again for Saturday and Sunday, and best of luck on Friday's card.